Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Greg Gross. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Griffin. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Tom Griffin. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The third baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torre fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Cedeno steals second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torrey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross strikes out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a fly ball into left field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Unser for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torrey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Watson. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Watson steals second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torre moves to second. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Torre moves to third. Kingman moves to second. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips is walked intentionally. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. the Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms takes first base on ball 4. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Griffin bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Helms moves to second. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Helms scores. Gross moves to second. It's 1-0, Astros. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver strikes out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. Cedeno bunts towards third. Torre fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cedeno is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Torre is called out on strikes. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Astros 1, Mets, 1. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torre fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Watson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Griffin strikes out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Torre bunts towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torre for the out. Milan moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Staub is walked intentionally. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Milan moves to third. Staub moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool is walked intentionally. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milan scores. There goes Staub trying to get to home. Gross throws the ball into May, who tags Staub, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Cranepool moves to third. Kingman moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Mets. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Gallagher now playing left field. Cesar Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cittino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cittino hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilbur Howard pinch runs for Bob Watson. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn pinch runs for Milt May. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 3 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milburn moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. Rader strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.